But
Oh.
I'm back.
All right.
I'm not going to keep you too long with this one because I think we're going to make a lot of the same choices
Yeah, I think
for
so. Yeah.
October films.
Hey, short
Must
and sweet.
see films. Yeah, must
I
see
know.
film.
I know
So.
everyone loves and wants to hear us talk about anything and everything, because we're lovely people. But
Right. I mean, just look
yeah.
at these mugs.
That's right. Or yes, or just listen to us on Unsane Radio, and that way we can imagine us looking way better than we do. So that's the reason why I don't have mirrors in my house.
Exactly. Me either.
I know
Can't
what I
stand
look
looking.
like.
Yeah, I don't need to remind myself. When I get depressed, I can do it on my own time. I don't need a
That's
therapist
right. Yes.
reinforcement.
I don't need even more reasons to hate
People
myself.
say to me, they go like, "Man, you've lost a lot of weight." I said, "Well, because I'm not eating fast food every day for the last 5 years. I had
Yeah.
to cut all that out. So obviously, all that fat and processes, I'm not going to have that." But with that, on that happy note,
On
now
that
we're
happy note,
talking about a
let's
fucking horror. Yeah, horror show. There's a horror
yeah.
show
Oh,
for
that's
you.
all going in the beginning of the show. Everyone in the world's gonna know about it now.
Yes. My bad feet.
That's
Fuck you,
right.
Chop Top. We'll chop off your fucking
Yeah.
feet at the ankle.
You're gonna have people lining up. I'll chop them off.
That'll be
Volunteering.
a hell of a line. We'll have more fucking viewers based on that.
We'll make it an episode
Yeah.
live.
We'll
It'll
have
be like
ailments part two.
yeah, it'll be like what's his face who did the Al Capone's vault.
Oh
Oh fuck,
yeah,
what was his name?
Ricardo Rivera,
Or
Geraldo Rivera. Yeah,
Geraldo?
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Nothing
Geraldo.
there.
I think yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
man, we watched that live. Like, come on, Al Capone's
Come
vault.
on, I don't see it. Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's get to it then. Let's
Yes,
do
sir.
you ready? All right.
This
Wonderful.
is Carolina from a Skeptical Mind, Saint Michel, and you are watching Horror Metal Show.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chop Top, and it's Halloween time. Here we go.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Be
Metal
Metal.
Horror. Yes. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Yes, it's not Christmas, it's Halloween. Yes, Halloween. Ooh, good stuff happening. We're getting close to it, kids, getting close to Halloween. It's October, which means it's time to watch something good every night of the month. If you can handle Hallmark for 2 months, you can handle Hellmark for 1 month. But I should trademark that. Patent it,
Yeah.
trademark Montag. Well, tonight we're
Hallmark.
going to be talking about the Halloween must-see movies, or movies that are must-see for Halloween time. So I think maybe we should kind of set up the concept of what makes a good Halloween movie to you, Chop Top.
Oh, I think a bit of suspense, a good story. I think a score is really underrated, as far as you have a good score, it goes along with the unsettling scenes that you're about to see and everything makes it really good. I think that characters that you actually care about, not totally tossed away, thrown away, which you see a dime a dozen so many horror films for the last 30, 40 years, So I think those things combined make a great, great Halloween or October film. And what else can you say about it? Whether you don't need a lot of, I don't think you need a lot of gore to make a great horror film. I think you have a compelling script, you have characters you care about, and I think a score that fits the unsettling nature of the film. I think those are three trademarks for me.
All right, I love all that. For me, atmosphere. I want an atmospheric movie. I want something that's moody. I want something that's unsettling. I want something that's creepy. I want to feel something, and not I want it to be earned, not cheap ass jump scares. I'm a fan of a jump scare, no problem. But if
Overdone.
that's all you do, then you really have a really shitty movie and a lazy fucking writer. Do better. I really like this idea of suspense, also the feeling of dread that comes with Halloween. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a lot of blood, but the palpable feeling of terror is really helpful. And we have seen so many horror movies, it's really hard to feel anything anymore. Maybe it's just the fucking depression. I don't know.
We just,
But
yeah,
I
exactly.
just watch it, I'm like, yeah.
We're desensitized or depressed by our own lives or our
It could
faces.
be, or we've
Hard tell.
seen, yeah, it could be, yeah, because I don't, the last couple horror movies that I watched, I'm like, I felt nothing. I watched The House of the Devil. I'm like, I heard people talking about it. Ooh, it's so good. No, it takes so fucking long to get anywhere. It's like a
It
nice
does.
homage to the 70s. I'm like waiting for it. I'm like, but they are broadcasting it a mile away. Hey, it's gonna be a satanic sacrifice. I'm like, yee. Boy, nothing new here. And I also watched Late Night with the Devil. I'm like,
Oh,
do
you
some
didn't care for
like
that?
I no, I just like
Oh.
I'm waiting for it to do something interesting that I have not seen. That I
I thought
was,
it was a different, a nice twist
it was a
in
nice
late.
approach. It looked like the 70s, but it's, again, it was the whole movie is set on that set. You have what's going on, and you
It's so
know, oh, here's the interview.
compartmentalized.
It's just like, okay, I'm watching a talk show, and when the thing does happen, it's like, yeah, that's kind of what I expected, but it doesn't really do anything interesting or new or scary. It's like, okay, for me.
Great. Fair
So,
assessment.
but
Yeah.
and ultimately, the movie has to be fun. It has to be a fun watch experience in some way, whether you gauge fun by being terrified or just laughing at someone getting killed, like we have done so many
So
times.
many times.
We're watching, I had that scene from The Omen where the guy, the photographer, gets his head cut off, or Omen 2 with the truck,
let's rewind it. Yeah, it's a
exactly.
slow
Yes,
moment.
so many good things.
That's our minds. So,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. So that's where I'm at. So I will start with the first one and just get it out of the way. Halloween. The quintessential Halloween, John Carpenter, I think, is one of the best horror films around, and it's a rare example of the what they call the slasher genre, because it's not really a slasher film. It's more of a psychological a thriller, it's a suspense movie. And it's almost bloodless,
Absolutely.
and this, well, we're going to do another show down the road about the sequels and the remakes, and we can talk about all those. But this first Halloween, I think, is still stands out 45 years later, as being something that I can watch, and my grandma loved to watch. And it's like a gentle horror film in a way, compared to like Saw, or no, not Saw, Saw 3. But it's a master of suspense. It is really, really well done.
That's on my list too, Montag. And I remember very fondly growing up, Channel 43 WAB, every Halloween, they played Halloween. And that movie scared me to death, the edited. It's still unsettling to this day. And I think it's Carpenter's iconic score that underscores everything. And then you have it, Michael Myers, my favorite horror icon of all time, but just some of the scenes where he's looking across from the house, and then the score kind of comes in and everything like that. And then the drum beat is kind of constant. And you're just like, it brings you into that whole moment. It involves you. Jamie Lee Curtis, what a superb job. Was one of the first Scream Queens, maybe the Scream Queen known for.
Yeah,
And
her and Leanna Quigley.
yes. And I think that, yeah, it's just the intensity of it, the tension, the score, the direction. It's a perfect horror film, and it's a classic. You have to watch Halloween during
Yeah,
October. You
yeah.
have to.
It's so much fun. Okay, you're next, your first pick.
I'm going to go with the original Omen.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I think
Damien,
what
it's all
yeah
for you, my chop top.
yes. I think, but you have that outstanding cast. I think the nanny is exquisitely fucking creepy in that, and that's she scares me a lot more than a lot of other things in the movie. But I do believe the scene in the cemetery, I think we talked about before, with the dogs, and they're uncovering to see the child was there, and obviously a stage set maybe, but man, that's just so palpable. It is so terrifying.
Well, the jackal, right? The jackal bones.
The jackal. Yeah. And I don't just a it's a perfect storm. The script, the acting, the cast, the score, every you can't ask for more than that. So, and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
Still scares me to this day.
really effective. All these years later, it still stands up. Just like Halloween, you know, it's really, really good. Well done. It's a product of its time. So for those of you who were born past then, you may think it's a little slow, but you know, we grew up in that era and we're fine with the slow burn, you know, because this one delivers. And it was it'll be a seem a very gentle horror film for those of you who've never seen it, perhaps. And it is. It's again, it's about suspense and you know, and it's so well effectively done and builds on itself. Yeah, it is a really
Again, not a
spooky.
lot of gore, a lot of
No,
blood,
there's some
but
violence, but not a lot of gore.
sure. Yeah.
Even in the scene where the guy gets his head cut off, there's not a lot of blood, you know.
No.
So, but yeah, the Omen is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one, I'm gonna go with The Witch. Very moody, atmospheric movie,
Creepy.
very creepy, and another slow burn with a nice payoff. It's about the tone of the film is bleak, and there is a general you know, palpable sense of this being kind of unsettling and something's off and
There's
gradual build of
that sense of
madness.
dread throughout the whole film.
Yeah, and it's really effective in doing that. And the I forget the girl, Anya Taylor Cole
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Joy. I knew she was going to be great when I saw this movie, like she's going to be a star. She's going to be really good because this I think was her first big role, and she's done all kinds of things, and she's really great in that. And the film just looks really, really good. And
Yeah,
again,
she's
it's simple.
got a tremendous, tremendous range as an actress. She's real good.
Yeah. And I really like the feel of the movie because it feels like something that, like, you know, that kind of puritanical look, something that would have been coming out of England from this in the 1970s, like Blood on Satan's Claw or something like that, you know.
Right.
It's got that feel, but it's much better. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So there's my next pick.
My next pick will be John Carpenter's The Fog. I think that talk about another atmospheric, dread-based, the score has a lot to do with it, but just practical effects in it are so effective. It's so freaking creepy. And you're like, I don't know about you, but you're glued to your set the whole time watching it.
I
You
love The
can't
Fog.
take your eyes off. Yeah.
Right. One of my
I
favorite.
think it's so underrated too, Montag. I don't think a lot of people give it much appreciation that it deserves.
And another
Never
nearly bloodless horror film that, and it's the palpable building of suspense. I think Hitchcock would have loved Carpenter's movies
I
because of
think
the
so.
suspense. He
I
probably would
do.
have said, "You're giving too much away at the beginning, not making the audience wait long enough." But it's in the end, it's just the creepiness of it, and as the story unfolds, you learn because you do get those moments of horror. And the first time you see that ghost ship, I
Oh,
like that is fucking creepy. You
yeah.
know, this is a real set, practical effects are there, and you see those real quick shots of when the pirates do, you know, wreak their vengeance. Like, oh no, that's great.
Like they that, that when they're first aboard it, you know, the first shot it's coming in. They say, "What is that?" The fog, and they come on board their ship and they attack those other sailors and just like, oh man, kill them. It's just like
Really
that is so
creepy.
creepy. And
There
of course,
was,
the great intro speech by
John Houseman,
John Houseman,
which was
fantastic.
mimicked in a movie called Sorority Sisters versus Sasquatch.
That.
I remember where who made that again?
Oh,
Oh boy,
world famous
there was
director.
world famous. Yeah, he made some really, really good movies.
Really good movies.
Yes, the the drowning pool.
And again,
A
Jamie Lee
nip in the
Curtis
air.
is in it, Adrian Barbeau. It's got a great cast.
Oh,
Hal, what's the name?
Hal, yes, Hal.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about. And then don't forget
Jamie Lee
Psycho.
Curtis' mom.
Yeah, Psycho.
Janet Leigh.
Yeah. And
So it's just, it's
Holden, William
well-rounded.
Holden.
It's William Holden. No, Hal Holbrook.
Hal Holbrook, same thing.
There we go. I got
We're
it. Same thing, yeah.
getting there.
But
We'll get
we
there.
get it. But it, yeah, that's a must-see, I
Yeah,
think,
no,
as
I
well.
agree. I agree. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and for all those reasons, it's just a fun movie. You know, just watch it. It looks really, really good. My next pick is Bob Duke. Babadook. God damn it. I remember watching that with you for the first time. I'm like,
First time,
fuck, Jesus.
really.
Yeah, this is a really creepy movie. And it does the creeps really well, because you see the little things, like when the kid's looking at the neighbor across the street and in their house, and then the Babadook's like, hey, behind her, like, ah, it's not hitting you over the head. It's like subtle. You see the Babadook shadow on somewhere or something. It's like, yes, it's very like J horror, in that they are not beating you over the head with it, but they're gonna do something in the background or something. You're gonna see it. It's gonna be subtle, but it's gonna be building up to this dread. And it is a hard movie to watch, because that kid, his behavior is just like, oh fuck, you know.
I'm just
But
like, I want to take him, throw him out of the fucking car,
yeah,
or,
it just
but
it
then how he turns around
yeah, and
and he
it's
actually
be
becomes almost like the hero of the film.
yeah, and it, and then when you realize at the end what the Babadook is for, and like why it's there, it's like, oh, okay, there's a depth to this that surprised me. Like, it's not just a
There's
typical
a
monster in the
symbolism.
closet.
Yeah,
Yeah.
symbolism to it, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, really impressive.
Great.
Really impressed by that. It was like, okay.
On my list too. Now my next one, we'll both agree, The Exorcist, the original. Just what can you say? Our most terrifying film of all time for both of us. And I think at the time, because it touched on, we'd done a whole thing on Exorcist and stuff. I'm not gonna go here. But in the 70s, when Catholic religion was at the height and everything like this. And it sickened people in audience and all, because nobody had seen anything like this brought to screen. And still to this day, very
The
terrifying.
makeup effects are fantastic.
Yeah, they still last. They
Still
still really
terrifying.
work.
Yeah, and then you hear all the abuse that went on the screen. It's really sad, like Linda Blair and her back getting broken. You know, it's like, oh, come on, man, that's terrifying. Yeah,
And the
that's
deaths on the set,
yeah,
afterwards.
just
I think it was
yeah.
Burke, the director, that got hit by a car or had a, something, an accident
Oh,
happened
really?
there. Forget what.
Okay.
Burke Jennings. But yeah, great cast, great story.
Creepy.
Tubular Bells, the score in there.
And there's much more to the story than just Reagan. You know, Father Karras's struggle with his faith. We've talked ad nauseum about this, how much we love it. My one piece of advice: watch it late at night by yourself. That's my
With the
one
lights
piece of
off.
advice, with the lights off. Yes, no one home. That's right. You'll never go to the bathroom again, or just sit there right there on the couch and just fill that up. Yes, very nice. My next pick is Midsommar. And again, another creepy, moody, atmospheric film. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. Don't read anything about it. Just go right into it. And
All shot in daylight, too. One of the very few horror films ever shot in daylight
oh,
all the time.
interesting. Okay. Huh. Yeah, and this one has a lot of symbolism in it. So when you go back and rewatch it, you can see the breadcrumbs, the trail, like, oh, okay, here's the symbol. Oh, I see this here, here, this here. And spoiler alert, I'll give you a second. If you've not seen it, go back and watch it. Spoiler. Okay. If it's very much like a modern retelling of like The Wicker Man, you know, in that regard. It's similar to that. So if you've seen The Wicker Man and you like that, you're gonna see this. This is gonna be a lot more graphic.
Got to
And
be a cultural sacrifice.
and there's a
Really.
detached nature to it. That's, you know, The Wicker Man looks like it was made in the 60s, 70s, that has that look. This one just has a cold, detached camera, kind of like, and when you see these people doing it, they're like, oh, fuck. When the guy like dives off the cliff, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, oh, he
Yeah,
did
right at
it.
the beginning, you're like,
Okay,
are you
yeah.
fucking kidding me?
So yeah, it's a natural buildup. And again, great payoff. It's a very creepy movie. Yeah, there's my next pick.
Okay. I'm gonna pick Insidious, the first film series. That movie really creeped me out. I want to check because it's not just about, a haunted house kind of thing, your same old rehash. It's about the boy being actually haunted. It's astral plane projection. It's him going out of his own body into this other dimension. And this demon has kind of a hold on him, keeps him trapped. And the father goes in and tries to save the boy. And this demon is one of the most interesting, different kind of looking demons I've ever seen. But he's still terrifying, still creepy, still very effective. So, yeah, Insidious, the first film, is on my list as well.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I started watching through those. They kind of begin running along the same storyline. I mean, they kind of repeat, they kind of
Sure.
like revisit the storyline over and over and over again. It's like, oh, okay, like the Paranormal Activity kind of thing. It's like, ah, okay, we're just doing the
Been
same
there,
thing.
done it, seen it. Yep.
Yeah. So there's not a whole lot of new stuff in the sequels, but yeah, that first one is definitely creepy. Yeah, my next pick is The Ritual. Which I just started came across this a couple years ago. I love the
Really underrated
feel
movie.
of the film, the atmosphere of the film, the build, and it just a it you could guys in the woods, you get these sense of like what Blair Witch did very nicely, except this is not first person shaky cam garbage, but build up the sense of place and scene, and casually build up, ratchet up the dread and the suspense, and the payoff is quite interesting and unique, and I was really quite surprised with this. Like, oh, this is a really surprising movie, but I really loved how we get to where we go, and moving along. It's a really effective film. And we're not trying. I'm
Absolutely.
trying not to give too many spoilers or details in case you've not seen these.
Right. I'm gonna pick I'm gonna give a little love to Asian horror here. I'm gonna go with Train to Busan.
Oh, nice.
I think that, a very compelling zombie film in that we talked about before ad nauseam about Korean or Asian child actors. There's just a draw of emotion that tears your heartstrings out. Just something, I
The
don't know.
Korean horror, they use a lot of emotion that you don't often see in other horror films. That it's
Yeah,
not just horror.
here you
You
have a
see,
zombie film that has
yeah.
drama.
Yeah,
Usually zombie
and
films, you
heartache
don't
and
give a shit.
people.
It's like,
Yeah,
yeah,
the
people just
human
don't care
cost
about it.
and sacrifice, and
Right.
yeah, it's
So it's
very
outstanding, but that is a yeah, that's an A-list movie. So
nice.
check it out.
I'm gonna go temporarily here to a couple movies that are a little more on the lighter side, and I'll just mention them, kind of as a group, and we can talk about them. Beetlejuice, the Addams Family. And let's see, what's the other one that was kind of light? I think The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I think those, what we have here is this nice blend of comedy and elements of horror. And the Addams Family, I'd love the TV series anyway. And the movies are really faithful to the Charles Addams comics as far as the tone, this really dark. And you still have the elements of what makes the family great that was started in this series, that the family loves each other, accepts one another for their differences, supports one another relentlessly. Beetlejuice, and I have not seen the new one, but I'm
No,
looking
me
forward to
neither.
seeing it sometime. Beetlejuice is just one of those great, fun, silly,
Yeah.
quirky movies that have those wonderful elements of the horror, the comedy, silliness, and I could not ask for anyone else. I don't want anyone else to play Beetlejuice. It's Batman. Batman is always going to be
Yep. Michael
Beetlejuice.
Keaton is always going to be Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's great. And then the same thing with Nightmare Before Christmas. We have the same director, Doing that one as well, and that one is just beautifully animated, and the score is amazing. And we have this element of multiple holidays, Christmas and Halloween, which sometimes those are really nice to bring around, doing
Yeah.
horror films with both. But those are three movies that are a little bit lighter in tone, that have elements of comedy. I think that transcend, like, because if you don't want relentless horror, good. Put on something like that. No one's gonna,
Right.
Beetlejuice is just always entertaining,
No, I agree. I
So,
agree with those picks. I'm going to add to that a little
okay.
on the side there. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh,
I
nice.
think that is a must October movie.
Yeah.
You got the classic Universal, monsters in there. You got the comedy of Abbott and Costello. It's just a movie I can watch in a sense of nostalgia and fun anytime I can put it on. I
Yeah.
just love that film.
And they did other Universal encounters, like The Mummy and things like that, and The Invisible
Yeah,
Man. But
Dr.
this
Jekyll.
yeah, this
Yeah,
one's the best one of the bunch, though.
absolutely.
Yeah. So much fun. And while you're here, I'll just go ahead and say Universal was on my list, especially like House of Frankenstein, because you have all the monsters here,
Yeah.
and Universal, as we've mentioned, we has a look, an atmosphere. Those sets that are nighttime with the fog and the wood sets, like the Wolfman, the interior sets of, like, when you see Son of Frankenstein, oh my
Yeah.
God, it's just gorgeous. And
The
Frankenstein itself,
gothic feel, which
huge. Yeah.
obviously influenced Hammer and stuff too, because Hammer
Yeah.
used their sets over and over, but it still looked beautiful in
Yeah.
about every film they did.
Yeah. And th those are really just classics of classics, and that's what we kind of cut our teeth on. I mean, I was like, I think I was probably 4 years old, 5 years old when I first saw my, like, Hammer, like the first Christopher Lee, scared the fuck out of me.
Me too, man. Horror of Dracula. Yeah, I'm just
Yeah,
like,
I'm like,
yeah.
I still had nightmares about it for years.
Yeah.
I still wanted to watch it. I still loved it. But
Oh,
the
yeah.
Universal stuff, I can still hear the sign on, and I see the plane kind of flying around the spinning globe, and watching it on Houlihan Big Chuck,
Yeah.
just class. And it's nostalgia. It's comfort food. And if you have Roku or another kind of thing, there's a Universal channel, you can watch Universal stuff 24 hours a day. So,
Awesome.
it was pretty awesome.
Nice segue, and I'm going to go into the Hammer thing. And if I had to pick one, and it's very difficult, but one iconic Hammer horror film, it would be The Horror of Dracula. To me, we've talked many times, Christopher Lee to me is the iconic Dracula, period. His presence, his height, the way he looked, his eyes when they were blood red, and back then the effects, his fangs looked off. It just Everything screamed authenticity. They got the gothicness feel from the Universal films and their sets and everything else. The state, clothes and everything, set design. Just amazing. A scary film, still effective to this day, and still he still to me is the iconic Dracula. I know people say, "Oh, Bela was," but my God, that 31 Dracula is so fucking boring. Sorry, God, it's the
It's
sleep time.
okay. It's
Sorry.
all right. You can get it out. It's all right.
I mean, they had great, like when they're inside the castle and everything, you
Yeah,
did
there are some great
Universal,
moments,
some great moments.
and Renfield.
But
It's I mean, Hammer's
overall, it's like,
Hammer has a different feel. It is gothic, but it is at times every bit as plodding and deliberately, it feels slow.
yeah.
When we were kids, but now we've gotten older and we've seen more movies and we're whores, so things are a little slow for us. But to me, it's like different tastes, like two different things. Like, they're both great at what they do. Universal, if it wasn't for Universal doing those movies, there wouldn't be a Hammer. And so,
Absolutely.
but yeah, no, I agree. They're just different slices. So sometimes I
You want
really
to,
root for Hammer.
check out some other ones, in Hammer, guys. Check out
Curse of Frankenstein, The
Curse of
Mummy.
Frankenstein, The Mummy.
You cannot
What
get
was the other
much better
one?
than
It was the second one of the Mummy series that we like a lot
was
too. I forget the name of it.
was it Curse
Curse
of
of
the
the
Mummy's
Mummy.
Tomb, something like that.
Curse of the Mummy too. Yeah. So outstanding.
And that's a slow movie, but it has some really good
Yeah.
moments. It takes a long time to get there. No, that's good. That's good. I want to bring in two sci-fi movies. here that I think are really also kind of very spooky. The first one is No One Will Save You. I don't know if you've
I
heard of
haven't
that or
seen
not.
that yet.
That is really, really good. I don't want to spoil it. I'm not going to
Okay.
spoil it for you. It's worth the watch.
Right.
It's a girl alone in a house, like in this town. And something happens. I'm not going to say because I
Okay.
want you to see it. But I was like, ooh, okay, they are building up to something here, and this is really, I think the first half is better than the second,
Okay.
because once you find out what's going on, then it kind of takes off a different direction. But the first half has this palpable sense of nightmarish kind of quality, really spooky, in a kind of dread. And then the second one is Nope, Nope.
Oh,
You
yeah.
seen it?
Great
Really,
movie.
really great movie. We did an episode on Insane Radio about this. Such a surprising movie. I did not I had go went into it with
Yeah.
knowing nothing, and going, oh my God, this was just so good and creepy and
Great
effective.
acting in it, too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and to see the ship, like that was like goosebumpy kind of stuff. Really, really good stuff. So if you like a little bit of sci-fi and with your horror, then I totally want to recommend those two.
I'm going to go off that, segueing on your sci-fi kick there, to 1979's Alien and the original The Thing from Another World.
Nice.
I think that, well, 1979's Alien, what can you say? The xenomorph is so iconic to this day. Nobody designed anything like H.R. Geiger, designs and stuff. And it's still effective, still scary. It's
Really good.
still a slow burn, 79, just at the cusp going to 80s,
But it doesn't take too
but
long to get there. I mean, like,
no, it
it
doesn't.
builds up. The suspense is there long enough to figure out what's going on. But then once it happens, Kane, then from there on out, it gets kind of
Right on.
ridiculous.
And then the thing from Another World, what can you say about it? It's nostalgic. You love that kind of double talking. That quick pacing and the verbiage they use.
People are talking over one another. That's a hallmark. They're
It's
finishing other
so
sentences. Yeah, beautiful.
right, so effective, but there's creepiness to it, and there's a creepiness to the music as well. The music is subtle on it, but it's creepy and effective, and it's just so, I don't know. It's just one of those we talk many times. You can fall asleep to it. It's just so nostalgic. It's
Yeah,
just it's
I love
heartwarming.
it.
It's because it brings you back to that kid kind of thing, and
Yes. Yeah.
but yeah, wonderful.
And it's a really quickly paced movie. It's a very efficiently edited movie. There's not wasting a lot of space on things unnecessarily, but there's moments where it breathes, and that's really necessary. We will talk about the remake of that in a show coming down the road. I want to talk about the creep factor. Creepy as fuck movies now, a couple of them. I think It Follows is a really creepy movie, as well as Smile. I think those two are very, kind of similar in respect to like the structurally, the story-wise. Both wildly entertaining. And Smile did something to me that I can't remember the last time it happened. Maybe when I saw Exorcist 3 in the theater, Smile made me jump back in my seat. The moment where the woman's in the car and she's like waving, and the other woman comes out of the house and walking toward her. Yes! I'm like, oh, fuck me. It's like hanging upside down. I'm like, oh, I cannot unsee that. I cannot unsee that. I'm
Right.
like, that I did not expect. I did not expect that.
No.
And I'm like, fuck me. That made me jump that one. I'm like, okay, I felt something. And because the movie was really effective, and those smiles are creepy, love those movies.
Great choices. I'm going to go with a little beaten path here, but I'm going to say I like the Conjuring universe. Not all films are equal. But I will say the Conjuring, I think Annabelle Creation is pretty terrifying. That movie is just, I don't know. It is equally scary. It's well paced. It's dark. There is jump scares, but here they get you. It's terrible. It's not like you just like, The Conjuring, the first two, it's like, okay, after the first one, you're like, okay. And that was very successful and well deserved. The second one, you're like, okay, I get it. But then you're like, it became the trope without the whole series and the universe. But
Because there are two movies about
Creation,
Annabelle. Yeah.
but the Creation is just out of the Annabelle series, the three of them, that
All
is a
three.
terrifier.
Oh, there's right. Annabelle. And then Annabelle Comes
Annabelle
Home.
Creation and Animal Comes Home. Yeah.
Yeah, which I
The
thought was pretty
Creation, I
good.
think.
But
I
Creation,
just
yeah.
think Creation just that scared the hell out of me. So I think that's very effective.
The scene in Abigail or Abigail, Annabelle Comes Home wh when they're pulled over, the car kind of stops over and they break down,
Oh
and they're by
yeah.
the cemetery. That green was the scene was
That
really
was,
creepy.
yeah, it was.
You see the people kind of moving up as the every time she's looking, they're closer. Like okay, that's good. You got me there. I want to go with a trio of classic horror films that I think go well together. One we're going to be talking about next time on Unsane Radio, The Haunting, House on Haunted Hill, and 13 Ghosts.
Oh, great choices.
I think we got House on Haunted Hill and 13 Ghosts together. Those are so much fun because we have the House on Haunted Hill, Vincent Price. And Vincent Price is a little bit of tongue-in-cheek humor, some definite kind of almost like a jump scare with the old lady, and then a creep scare. She kind of floats along,
It's
but they get this,
creepy.
yeah, they got the Richard Castle like titillation. There's a little bit of that schlocky, like tongue-in-cheek, like gonna get you here, and that's what I really love about House on Haunted Hill, and the performances are fun, and it's a it, and then the same thing with 13 Ghosts. 13 Ghosts has a little bit more humor, and which is great. But I liked it when you went to the theater, they gave you the glasses with two different colors, and I said, if you don't believe in the ghosts, look through this color. If you do believe in the ghosts, look through the other. Because if you do believe in the ghosts, the lens like blocked them out. But if you didn't believe in the ghosts, it would show you. I thought that's funny. 13 Ghosts, and we'll talk about the remakes of these in another episode. But that is such a fun, a little bit lighter movie, and those ghosts, the effects when you finally see them, they're really kind of fun. And with the lion tamer with no head, you got the flaming skeleton, like really kind of silly. But then we have the genuinely terrifying The Haunting. Another great cast, wonderful
Great.
sets, this gothic mansion, and this movie does so much with just sound and suggestion.
And I think camera direction.
Yeah,
Really good
especially the
luck.
scene where the women are in the bed, and then they hear that pounding on the wall. You might see something bend in, but it's all pounding, and then watching the camera kind of follow it and their reactions to it. Yeah, The Haunting,
Tremendous
what
film.
a really, really good movie. So those I think could be like if you're gonna watch a classic trio of classic horror, that would be the three that I would pick.
Speaking of some classic horror going to 80s, I'm going to speak Evil Dead, the original. I think, I've told it before on another show. You introduced me to that series. I watched at your place in BG. You're up there. And it scared the hell out of me.
That
First
first
time I've
one,
ever, like,
yeah,
it was so unsettling.
that was like
So
the litmus test. Like, if you can handle Evil Dead, you can handle anything.
And I think the other one we watched, Luther the Geek. Like,
Yes.
You introduced me to that, and I was like, I never looked back from that. I love the series. I really do. I like all of them for what they are. But that first one, man, that terrified me. I was shaken after watching that the first time. I was like, what the hell did I just see here? So very effective. Bruce Campbell's iconic in that role as Ash. What's left to be said about it? The other one I'd say, it's actually not 80s. We got to put the original George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead in there.
Oh, yeah,
The
nice.
mother of all zombie films. I think you just have to have it. It's, I mean, here there's so much underlying text, what Romero tried to do in many of his films about society in general, and this one is about, how we congregate to these places, like malls and stuff, society in general, goods and services, and even at undead, they still congregate there. So
Yeah,
something to be said
this
about
was
how we,
important to them, so they come back. Like, if it
yeah.
ever happens, our listeners will be listening to us. They'll come back as zombies and they'll want to go find heavy metal horror on
That's
YouTube.
right. Yeah. And you're welcome. But
I
I
get
think
it.
that, it's a subtle, it's a thing about capitalism in general, in society in general, and what he's trying to go for with that. And it's just so, when you first saw it when you're younger, you're like, you don't think none of it. But when you dove deeper and you're getting older and adult, and you're like, yeah, I see all those signs, those things are in there. So it's a classic.
Nice. I want to mention one that we both saw that I think ha does a very similar to The Haunting. It does a lot with a little, with camera direction, with sound and suggestion. Last Shift. But remember, yeah,
Yeah.
such a good movie. It's
Good.
on, I don't know if it's on if it's on Tubi or something like that,
Might be, yeah. It's
really like low budget, but man alive, the sense of creepiness that builds up and the subtle things, sound, light, a little bit of movement,
yeah.
and this story just builds and builds, and a really, really creepy, low budget movie that totally surprised me, and I think you as well when we
Yeah.
watched it.
I think I'd be ashamed to not put Curse of the Demon in there, or Night of the Demon.
Oh yeah.
Got it. I mean,
Yeah.
that creature, that demon,
Yeah, I'd
it's
love that.
scary.
Yeah,
It's
I want a
scary.
figure. I want like a figure of that. Someone
Right?
make
Yeah,
that.
me too. Me
McFarlane
too,
Toys,
please.
somebody make the demon.
Oh, man. Talk about a great movie. Basically, you guys haven't saw it. I'll give you a quick synopsis. A psychologist called over from the States to England to debunk this cult leader and his followers on demonic activity and stuff like that. Basically, he gets entranced in this whole whirlwind of stuff going on over there, and I think he partly believes but doesn't believe. And at the end, basically, the cultist gets it for what it's worth. But it's fantastically directed, great
And
acting.
the performances are
The demon's
great.
effective. Yeah. I can't
Well,
say it enough.
I
We love
know
it.
the director did not want to put the demon in there. He was really pissed because he just wanted to leave it to the imagination. But I like the demon in there.
Yeah.
I think it's really creepy. And I remember watching it the first time I watched it on like a Super 8 movie we rented from the library. It was like a 6 minute version of it. I think it was black and white, or I know it was black and white because the movie is, but I think it was silent. And I remember my cousin coming over. We had his projector and went to the library, and then I'm hanging up a sheet on my window, over my curtains, and watching the movie that way. And
Yeah.
I was like maybe five or
Yeah.
six, still really, really creepy. And I love the movie to this day, especially the longer version. You get the
Yeah,
English
me
version,
too. Me too, bud.
it's a little bit longer. No, I totally get it. All right. Another movie that is, I think, quintessential for Halloween, Trick or Treat.
I was going to on my list. Yep.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Trick or Treat is so much fun. You have this series of interconnected stories, this ongoing kind of story, and twists that you don't expect. This is a movie that, if you've not seen it, I'm not going to spoil it. I think you deserve to see it. The movie deserves a fresh viewing without being spoiled, but you're really going to have a good time. This is one of those fun movies that has some creepy moments to it and moments that are like really kind of silly. But a really effective low budget horror film that is still relevant and still good years later,
Speaking of that, on fun films like that, Cabin in the Woods. That's another great one. I love that. Unfortunately, you don't get to see, there's multiple creatures in it. They basically break out of their holding cells and just obliterate everybody. But I'd like to see, I would have loved to see more of the creatures, I guess.
Yeah, it
And
happens. It happens a lot. It's the big money shot at the end. Yeah, as
Right.
they come in, but the buildup, it's funny. It's you get that
Fun.
tongue in cheek fun. It's nice seeing Chris Hemsworth in this other role, and then there's a lot of good gore effects. I mean, it's a really fun movie.
Fun movie. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
a movie I think is probably one of the most gorgeous Halloween movies made. We've talked about another one of his movies, Beetlejuice, Sleepy Hollow. I think is just a sumptuous looking movie.
It really is.
The set design, the atmosphere, the
The
lighting,
effects,
the
everything.
effects are great. The kind of the sepia, almost like a dead, washed out look of the film. And Christopher Lee, Johnny Depp, Christina Ricci. I mean, the cast is really great. It is so much fun.
And I like when that opening sequence is, you talk about great, how the look of it. But he got the kind of mist above like the field or like that, and gallop along that first victim of the headless horseman. And just like, but it's so effective from the looking at the side view to the field and all that fog or mist is above that and everything. And just the lighting with it, perfect. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
the movie is it's a beautiful movie to watch. And
Absolutely.
yeah, it's gorgeous. So, I definitely with that. Another atmospheric movie that looks great, but the looks are better than the actual movie in a lot of places. Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I really like Silent Hill. And the cop is she was on Walking Dead. She's
Oh yeah.
the police officer. I forget her
Yep.
name. Laurie
Lori.
Holden. Laurie
Laura
Holden.
Holden, yeah.
She's really great as the cop. And there's some really dark elements to this, but the buildup is really good. And it follows the creepiness of the video game. You get a lot of those elements. And it's better than the movies that came after.
Yeah.
I wanted to still want a little bit more, but there are some moments that are genuinely unsettling. When that big siren goes off, it's like, oh, God damn it, I hate that. Everything kind of turns dark. Then the big bucket head creature comes and dragging that giant sword, like, oh Jesus, that's like right from the video game. So they really do a good job in that. And it is genuinely unsettling. Like moments from the game, they have these like scenes, because I love the Silent Hill games, especially the second one. Second one is like fucking nightmare fuel. And sometime you gotta come over. We gotta play that. And yeah, so Silent Hill.
Oh, on that kind of atmospheric kind of thing you're talking about there, and creepy as hell. Sinister.
Oh,
I'd be amiss
yeah.
not to put the original Sinister in. That is outstanding. I mean, that
Yes.
is just talk about movies that scared the shit out of me. First time I watched it, I was just like, wow, that creeped the hell out of me. It wasn't all the right things. Basically, writer moves in a horror writer, no, crime writer moves his family in this house where murders have occurred, unbeknownst to the rest of the family, and starts discovering these reels of these, barbecue 1979 or pool party this. And this demon shows up in each one. And basically, you don't see, he sees a demon subtly, but basically it takes over the kids. And one of the kids actually kills the family, each one. And it's just, there's some shocking, like right at the beginning. The tree hanging scene, family, and I'm like, oh my God, but it's disturbing, it's unsettling. Ethan Hawke does a stellar performance.
It's
And
got a
so, yeah.
lot of spooky moments.
Yeah. That's a
Yeah.
great film.
Yeah, that's a it's excellent. It's very good. Another one I really like. We just actually just did the episode on Unsane Radio about it. Really creepy, and it has multiple levels of horror and layers of horror. The Descent.
Absolutely.
Super effective movie. If you are claustrophobic, please watch this movie. Alone in the dark, wrapped pillows all tightly around you. A lot of different horror here. And the film is really, really bloody. And you have the layers of horror of like remembering and mourning death. You have the horrors of spelunking and being being the claustrophobic, the small space, as
Fuck
Stephen King would
that.
say. And then you got the creatures, the monsters, which are also really creepy and scary. And the cast, Natalie Mendoza, who plays Juno, our favorite, the very stretchy Juno, she said that they didn't see the creatures until the very first time they were on set, like when they came in, when the first scene when they got
So
attacked by them, they had
that's
not seen.
authentic. Yeah, the
So
reaction.
some of that reaction was, she goes, she about Peter Pants when she saw them, and so
Wow.
some of the reaction was very much like that. They just said after that they never felt comfortable around them because they were just so creepy. The film doesn't make a sometimes doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's a horror film. It doesn't have to, but it's effective, and it's really got a really dark, fucking bleak ending.
Jesus,
Great,
yeah.
great movie,
Great
The
movie.
Descent.
I'm going to choose 1979's I'd Be Amiss to Not Say It, Salem's Lot.
Oh yeah.
I love that. I never get tired of it. It still, to me, holds the test of time. Still a little long in the tooth, but at the same time, like we grew up 70s, we don't mind the journey.
Right.
And there's so many iconic horror moments in that film
Yeah.
that are terrifying, truly terrifying. And the look of the vampire is
It's
scary as
Nos
hell.
it's Nosferatu. Yeah.
Nosferatu, yeah.
Yeah.
But man, the way the makeup, the eyes on him, everything, the
Yeah.
fangs, and then, child outside the window scratching the glass, the guy teach rocking back and forth,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
can't be, it's like
Yeah.
that kind of shit just, and the lady in the hospital, Danny boy, she's a vampire. It's like, fuck me. There's so many
Yeah.
fuck me moments in that film that it still works on me to this day. It still scares me. So
Yeah.
Salem's Lot.
It's great. I think another really creepy movie that it doesn't it, it It's a good watch. I have to be really in the mood for it because it kind of goes off the rails in places. The Mist. I
Yeah, I
like
gotta be
it.
in the mood.
Yeah, exactly. I love the beginning. I love when the creatures come down. I love
I
that
hate the
terrifying stuff.
fucking end. I hate the end because I
Oh,
bawled
the
my
end
eyes
is
out
my
after it
favorite
fell.
part of the movie. It's like I'm so jealous. Like, oh, God damn it, that is the perfect end to a movie. Oh man, I just, that was like a boner fuel right
Cried
there.
my eyes out, man.
Yeah, it's so bleak. It's like heartbreaking. Like, oh my God. As a viewer, I'm like, oh man, my heart is crushed. As a writer, I'm like, oh, I'm so
Perfect.
jealous. Yeah. And I love the creature design. It's Lovecraftian. It's terrifying. I wanted more of that. King focuses on like the human drama
The
and
human
humans.
horror.
Yeah, the human horror of the zealously religious and things like that, and that part kind of strays away from me. Give me the more of the monsters and the creepy stuff. Like when they go to the store next, across the couple stores down to get some supplies, and that so creepy because there's like spider things like shoot like acid or something. Like, oh fuck, it's not just they're creepy spiders. Yeah, they're gonna shoot acid. Of course they are. They're gonna this is gonna the little webbing is gonna come right down to slice right through your leg. Like, yes, of course it is. Yeah, The Mist is a really very effective movie.
Want to throw another one in there. The maybe an underrated film, The Void. Very Lovecraftian as well.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you must.
Okay.
Basically, it's about
Don't spoil it now.
I'm not gonna spoil it too much. I'm
Okay.
gonna synopsis. Basically, this hospital people are entrapped in there. This cult's on the outside trying to get in, but what they don't know, there's a twist. There's somebody already on the inside, and it goes from there. But there's very Lovecraftian, almost like John Carpenter thing kind of things in their creatures. It's just, and it's terrifying. It truly is a terrifying watch. So, The Void.
All right, excellent. I got one more movie, then a couple series, then I'm ready to get out of here and celebrate
Sure.
Halloween. The last movie on my list is maybe we wouldn't think of it necessarily for Halloween, but I think it's just such a good movie. World War Z. I think the zombie genre
Good movie.
has worn itself out. It's jumped the
Yeah, it's
shark a
jumped the
long time
shark. It's
ago.
definitely,
I'm tired of it, but World War Z. And it has this the soundtrack is very much like Tubular Bells. It's got that weird kind of and like the fog. It sounds very similar to John Carpenter's score. But I just really love that film. I'm not a big fan of the running zombies, the rage zombies, the ones that can
Yeah.
chase you down.
28 days later shit. Yeah, all that.
Yeah, I can't stand 28 Days Later. It's just such a I just can't stand it. But I really love how terrifying these zombies are, like when they jump off of buildings at you, and then they just keep on trying to go. That's the one thing. Like when these
Incessant.
zombies fall 100 feet, they should pop, just explode. They shouldn't be
Yeah.
getting back up and chasing
Wait,
after you.
and
If they
take a
have
bite out of
broken
you.
legs, they shouldn't be able to like chase after you. But there is so
Exactly.
much in this movie that is good and tense and scary.
Yeah.
And it's got Tulip from Preacher,
Oh,
who,
yeah.
yeah,
Oh,
and
yeah.
one of my
Okay.
girlfriends. Yeah. Hey, if you're
She's my
watching,
right-hand girl.
I saved that for special times.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you on the show. So, come on down.
We'll sock it to you. Gotta sock it
yeah, that's right. Hand it to me. So there's my list of movies. Do you have any more movies that you'd like to contribute to the list?
One other one, and we failed. I can't believe we both failed. You have Exorcist 3,
Oh,
Catherine Levitt.
yeah.
Truly terrifying.
Really good. Police procedural. Yeah.
Yep. So Exorcist
Supernatural
3.
thriller. Yeah, very good.
But yeah,
Still
buddy.
has that shot. And did you ever see the Exorcist TV show?
Yeah, very good.
They made that homage to Exorcist 3. In that
Right.
one episode, I'm like, and I saw it. I'm like, this is Exorcist 3. This is Exorcist 3. I know it. And it did it. I'm
Right.
like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm spent.
I had to get a
Yeah.
new sock on that one.
Right. Or I'm going to tell about you were going to go on about TV series quickly, about
Sure.
some series. Well, you said Exorcist. I'm going to say From MGM Plus.
From?
Basically, it's like the long, yeah, From. Basically, so good. It's basically the longest Twilight Zone episode you'll ever be in.
Oh.
Basically, it feels like that feel. People come to this town, they can never leave. But at
Okay.
night, they have to be inside, protected by these vigils, these symbols, or whatever. Everything has to be closed because these people look like people. But if you let them in or anything, they'll rip you, literally rip these people apart,
Oh,
like
nice.
degut them, everything.
Oh, that
It
sounds
is
fun.
really, really well done.
All
So
right.
highly recommend From. Season three
Nice.
is just about or just started. No, it starts
Okay.
tomorrow night, I think.
Nice. All
Yeah.
right. And I've got a couple series here. I'll want to put them in the order of scariness, the least to most. The first one I think is just a really good, fun story to watch is The Perfect Storm. Stephen King miniseries about Linoge, who comes in and give me what I want, and I'll go away. Really excellent
Oh, Storm of
acting.
the Century. Storm of the Century.
Oh,
Yeah.
sorry, not Perfect Storm. Yeah, that's the one about the fisherman. Yes,
Yeah,
Storm of the
so
Century. Yes,
good.
Storm of the Century. Yes, thank you, Chop. Yes, Storm of the Century. Really creepy, and Colm Feore does an amazing job as Linoge. And
Amazing.
yeah, just such a really and it's a nice, evenly paced. It was made for TV, so you kind of get the beats. You know when the beats are coming, but
Right.
it's still really effective for a TV series. I thought it was really good.
Really good.
Yeah. The second one, I think, which is definitely creepier, Midnight Mass, which I absolutely loved that
Love
series.
that series.
I'm an apostate, but I would want that priest to be my priest. If I had to go talk to a priest, I want him. I believe that he was a priest. This main character, I'm like, I want him on the show because he was so convincing and so good and compassionate and loving and all those things. But I absolutely loved it. So well done. I
But
hated
he's a
the
dirty
end. Well,
bloodsucker.
that,
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you had that antithesis, right? Yeah,
yeah, well,
almost like
because,
there's a battle that was represented by a battle of faith right there as
well,
well.
when he, well, what he, What he believed, what he was seeing, is an angel.
Right. All right.
So, right, and like that, I loved the way they framed it as there's an angel. Like, okay, that's brilliant.
Such a
Yeah.
brilliant series.
Yeah, so good. And then the last one I think is a really moving series, The Haunting of Hill House. I thought was just brilliant, so
Flanagan just
effective.
knocks it out of the park,
Right,
man.
I know his other ones, and he has another one too that's really good. Yeah, he's just so good and consistent in what he does. And this is And it plays along. If you know the story, it plays along like when like in The Haunting, but we follow the lives of these of this family and the kids, and you see their trauma, and that's what makes the story so deep and so personal and so utterly at times
Compelling.
gut-wrenching and compelling, is their trauma and them reliving their past, and this is what has made them who they are today, and they still carry it, like they just can't get rid of it. And some really just scary moments, and it's beautifully shot. Yeah, mesmerizing, totally engaging. It's one of those ones that's so good you want to binge it, but you shouldn't. You should just enjoy the edging, enjoy watching it, just slowly piece it out. You got a whole month to watch scary stuff. You can watch this like every couple days. Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House.
I think another one, I'm just going to throw out just one more, and
Yeah.
then I'm going to Stephen King's It, not the miniseries, but the like 2018
Okay.
version. It was terrifying, just absolutely fucking terrifying, and more true, I think, to his novel than what the miniseries was.
Yeah,
So,
I don't find it terrifying. I
oh,
don't.
okay,
It's one of those ones where I've seen both versions.
right.
I didn't watch part two of it because I've the remake does a really good job of telling the story, but I don't like the story.
Okay.
I'm tired of the trope of the bullies in Stephen King. I'm tired of that. I see
Stand by
it.
me stuff,
Yeah, I see
the
it. It's
body, yeah.
like Jesus, you're a good writer. I'm not saying you know a lot about writing, but if you go back to the same three or four buckets to pull from over and over and over again,
I
and I'm
get
just
you.
like, I just get tired of it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say to our viewers, I'm going to say, please put all your comments, suggestions in our comment section. Let us know what you watched during
Yeah.
October, Halloween time, some of your favorite films, and maybe some ones we missed. It'd be great to hear from you.
Yeah, there was, what is it? Another show that I'm going to bring up one more time. Oh, it was
Speaking of shows,
called.
I'll just throw out The Twilight Zone and Night Gallery, the originals. There you go. Night
Okay.
Stalker. We throw that in there.
Night, oh yeah, Night Stalker.
Hell yeah, Kolchak.
Yeah, Night Stalker is brilliant. So much fun, so good. I love the zombie is a
Yeah.
really
Oh,
creepy one.
true.
Channel Zero,
Yes.
with
Good.
Candle Cove. You know the
Yeah.
yeah.
Great.
I thought that clicking tooth monster was just so disturbing looking, like a monster made of teeth. Like, oh fuck. And see now. I like burying little Easter eggs and little references to things in my books. And in my first book, I have a reference to Candle Cove in the library in the children's section. It's kind of like the Adventure Cove. And that was my nod to
Okay.
Candle Cove, like, and yes, just like Adam's Pharmacy with two D's, things like that. Like little tiny things for me that no one else is gonna pick up. Some people get it, but no one's got Adventure Cove. Like,
No one
no
gets it.
one's getting out of
Yeah.
here now.
Great,
Well,
buddy.
Halloween is to have fun. Go out trick or treating, go get some candy, sit down and watch some scary stuff, some fun stuff. Just have a good time. And yeah, and please, like Chop said, if you got recommendations for us, maybe something we didn't list, some of your favorite Halloween movies. Please
Something you
let
want
us
us to
know.
review in the future, please.
Yeah. We love watching new movies. We love something that's going to scare us or spook us. And there's the challenge. Spook us, scare us.
On
So
you.
yeah, that's right. Anything else before we head out and celebrate and get some candy?
Else, buddy.
I'm trick or
Great
treating
show.
as a
Good time.
fat old guy. That's what I'm trick or treating as this year. It'll be a
I
stretch.
do. I'm a skinny diabetic, so I'll have the
There
sugar.
you
Can
go.
I have the sugar-free candy, please?
That's right. Don't eat too much. They have a laxative effect.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, bud.
Hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, on Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word, our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, if you're watching. That's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who'd like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Halloween.
Chop, chop.
And you are watching and listening and
Listening to
experiencing
you.
heavy
Battle
metal. Oh.
Halloween.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.